In the northern part of Afghanistan, the Northern Alliance is laying siege to the last remaining Taliban stronghold in that part of the country. Alliance troops have advanced down a highway toward Kunduz, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
To get to the front line outside Kunduz, you drive one of Afghanistan's few paved highways. You roll past broken-down tanks that line this country's roads like Burma-shaped signs. You roll underneath an archway that Afghans built in memory of an atrocity against civilians during the Soviet war here. Locals also remember that atrocity by calling the nearest village by the name Burning Bus. You roll through a region where countless landmines have been planted during 2 decades of war. Today, one soldier mocked some skittish visitors. He ran through a field shouting, "Mine! Mine!" Today, U.S. warplanes flew over the battle zone and dropped at least a few bombs. But the Northern Alliance advance across the top of this country has stopped, at least temporarily. Today, a commander of this section of battlefront stepped out of the ruined old house he's turned into his headquarters. Muhammad Akbar wore a gray blazer, a cardigan sweater, and a traditional Afghan hat. He spoke through a translator.
There is no contact between here and there. And this is our front line. There is Taliban front line, and we don't go there, and they don't come here. This is a problem.
Alliance leaders say local officials appealed for a pause to avoid civilian casualties. But it's also true that the Northern Alliance advance stopped this week only after the Alliance tried and failed to march into the city of Kunduz. The Alliance forces walked into an ambush. Officially, the Alliance says no more than 10 soldiers died. Some Alliance officials put the number as high as 70. Today, a helicopter carried one of the bodies to the nearby city of Talakad. Soldiers carried their comrade home in a coffin covered by a red sheet. Scores of wounded soldiers have turned up for treatment this week at the Talakad hospital. In a sour-smelling ward, one soldier lay on his back with dirty bandages on his leg. Nearby, another wounded soldier says in Tuesday's ambush, outnumbered Alliance troops turned and ran. Just a few days before, it was Taliban forces who were running. The chief surgeon here has been treating soldiers in Talakad throughout 12 years of civil war.
I'm living in war. In war.
Dr. Basir Wafid treated the wounded of the Northern Alliance until it lost this city. Then he treated the wounded of the Taliban. Now the Northern Alliance wounded are turning up again.
We are doctors, and it's not important for us. The patient itself is important for us. We just treat them.
And at least for a few days here, the Afghan civil war has settled into the familiar pattern of recent years. The lines are static, and Afghans continue to walk across them to visit family or trade. Today, several men herded goats down the highway, right past the Northern Alliance positions, and right down the road to Taliban-controlled areas. Northern Alliance officials are insisting that this phase of the civil war will be different. They contend that foreigners are providing the major strength for the Taliban, and they claim that several thousand foreigners are now trapped in Kunduz. These are the Arabs, Pakistanis, Chechens, and others who've come here to fight holy war at the invitation of Osama bin Laden. Today, a senior Alliance commander gave a hint about what he might want to do if he does capture that Taliban stronghold soon. General Mohammad Daoud says he intends to treat foreigners differently than the native Afghans who've been battling each other for years. Daoud did not specify how harsh that treatment might become. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, on the road to Kunduz, Afghanistan.